You're listening to Max and Ivan's Sound Deals, an improvised podcast in which no one knows what they're selling until they're selling it.
You're listening to Sound Deals with Max and Ivan. Part of Incel, the Internet Selling Network.
Hello, Sound Deals listeners, and welcome back to the warehouse.
Hello, hello, hello. We are your hosts, Max and... formerly Ivan.
Yes, indeed. Currently Al.
Yes.
Currently and henceforth, I presume.
Well, yeah. As far as I can tell.
Yes, indeed. Yes, we are Max and Ivan, or Max and L. We are the hosts of Sound Deals, the world's first podcast shopping network.
And boy, are we excited to be with you today with some deals, deals, deals.
Absolutely. You will not find these deals anywhere else. They are just here and they are just for you.
Oh, yeah. Although, if you do find them elsewhere, please just buy them from Sound Deals.
Please, yeah.
Because we have been told sometimes that they're cheaper elsewhere.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think lots of them are available elsewhere. But yeah, it's more of a kind of slogan and a kind of mindset. Really,
right, of course.
I mean, they're not available anywhere elsewhere from us.
Yes, so that makes sense.
Yeah. You can't buy things from the Sound Deals warehouse, not from Sound Deals.
Well, and why would you?
Well, exactly. Can you buy them from other shops? In many cases, yes.
Yes.
Are they cheaper in other places? Who's to say?
Yeah, but with buying them from us, you get an extra level of service.
You absolutely do, and that's what I provide.
Yeah. And that's what I provide nowadays.
Yeah, well, you provide a secret service.
I sure do.
Are you willing to talk at this point about in any detail about the services that you provide?
I
only ask because you did ask people to email in if they wanted any secret servicing done. So I just thought this might be a good, you know, this is very much a shop window for our products and perhaps for your services.
Yes, of course. Well, look, I am willing. If there's any job out there that would help keep the king alive.
Okay.
Then please do email sounddeals@maxandivan.com.
Right, they've not
subject given... line secret servicing.
They've not given you your own email address, I realise. Are they getting you set up on the system? I know these things sometimes take a bit of time. Or
no, as far as I can tell, no. I mean, Kay's email.
Yes.
She actually uses one from an old job of hers.
Okay. I'd love to know what it is. Just in case I need to get in contact with her for any secret servicing.
So she used to work for Brent Council.
Right, okay.
Which is a council in London.
Yeah.
Or at the very least, she has access to,
to a Brent
Council email address.
Sure.
Yeah.
And does this allow you to sort of know a little more about her name?
Well, look, I don't know, because she obviously works in mysterious ways.
Yeah.
But her email address,
yeah,
is Brian... Callingsforth.
Right.
At brent.gov.uk.
Wow. So, I mean, you've got to hand it to her. That is some good secret servicing, because
yeah,
she's hiding behind this pseudonym for the sound.
It's very clever. But she also does talk about the days that she spent working in Brent. She did work there, but she's obviously, well, she's very clever. She's found a way of setting herself up on
Brian Callingsforth's email.
Yeah.
And just
still has access to it.
And just a side note, you've not ever seen Kay's face or
no.
or heard her speak aloud.
No, because she speaks in Morse code.
In Morse code, yeah. Right, okay. And could she still work in some capacity at Brent Council?
Look, I don't know. Obviously, nowadays, you can do a lot of working from home.
Yeah, very true.
Or working from the train.
Yeah, indeed.
Kay normally is on a laptop doing stuff.
Sure. Is it her own laptop or is it branded with any kind of work-related insignia?
I mean, it's got some Brent Council stickers on it, but okay. Who knows?
Who knows? That could just be...
That could be anything,
anyone
right?
could have those.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I could probably mock some up and send them to a printer's and stick them on my laptop.
Yeah, and you think that's what Kay's done?
Quite possibly.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows? Well, yeah, if you need any secret servicing done that could prolong the life of His Majesty, then please do email either sounddeals@maxinivan.com. Perhaps we should probably look into getting a maxinl.com.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Suffix. Or presumably... if you want some slightly more experienced secret servicing done, Brian Callingsforth at brent.gov.uk.
Yes.
Or maybe CC them both in. They do live together.
We are. I sleep at the foot of the bed.
You sleep at the foot of the bed. And also if it's kind of any distance, then it would be helpful to have Brian on side because, sorry, Kay.
Yeah, I was going to say, not...
Listen, I'm not a secret serviceman, you know.
Well,
I
could tell.
No, so this world of, you know, duplicity and various characters. Although, I mean, character, you know, I'm a natural born performer, so that's how I approach these
yeah.
things. But you know, that's a different world.
It sure is. No, this is all about intuition and trusting your gut.
Wow, it's great to hear you so sort of motivated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's very exciting stuff. Very exciting stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what else is exciting. Some of these extraordinary deals.
Well, I mean, I could not be more excited about these deals.
Well, let's get stuck into them.
The Mirror Channel.
The Mirror Channel. Good grief. We absolutely loved the Mirror Channel.
We sure did. And we would like to send our love and thanks to Sound Deals listener James Shakeshaft for sending us the Mirror Channel
Thank
to
you.
Sell.
Thank you so much, James. It is a product which reflects very well on you. May I say?
Oh, very nice, Max. Very nice.
Absolutely. Thank you. And thanks to James. The Mirror Channel is an extraordinary piece of technology. And I think it may well be the future of entertainment.
It surely must. It's a long cylindrical object.
It is indeed.
Filled with mirrors.
Oh, yes.
That you can point at a distant...
relative.
Yes. Who may be living across the road.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can pop your eye on one side.
Indeed.
And then through it, you will see them up close.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
It's basically a telescope, isn't it?
It's part telescope, it's part kaleidoscope, and it's part your... third or fourth cousin, maybe your aunt's kind of brother-in-law. It is your relatives as you've never seen them before. That's what the Mirror Channel is.
And what is the technology behind the Mirror Channel only working on your relatives?
Well, the Mirror Channel has a proprietary technology which involves placing you in a scene. So whereas you normally sit and watch television and you're generally watching other people.
It's passive.
It's passive. Yeah, absolutely. The Mirror Channel is, it describes itself as passive aggressive because what it does is it places you in the scene. And now the technology itself is undisclosed.
Right.
However, it does use a lot of mirrors.
Yes.
And if I were a betting man, which I am, I would suggest that what you're looking at is yourself reflected down this tube.
Incredible.
But the mirror channel, it knows that we live in a navel-gazing society. We live off these dopamine hits. We enjoy, and you can gaze at your navel.
I was going to say.
Yes, indeed.
Or indeed your cousin's navel.
Well, and often both at the same time, thanks to the cunning placement of these mirrors. But the mirror channel is taking entertainment to its natural conclusion.
Yes.
Because so much of our time now is spent receiving these likes, these shares, validation in the way that we communicate with the world.
Quite.
Why then should the entertainment we consume not also contain us? Now, obviously, there is only so far that that we can, that one person can stretch, which is why the Mirror Channel suggests fueling your inner narcissist by also featuring those who are in your family.
Lovely, lovely stuff. So, Max, obviously you're in this warehouse on your own with no family members.
Yeah.
But can you talk me through any of the experiences you had with the Mirror Channel?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, the inventors of the Mirror Channel are very aware that to a certain extent, family are the people you choose. So with that in mind, I was able to participate in a soap opera with some of the rats that I'm very, very closest to here.
Very
at the Sound Deals warehouse. I would take a look down the cylindrical tube. I would see the rats. I would see myself, and then a little sort of script. Drops down. It's actually printed in reverse, but then it reflects
through the
mirror. Then you read out your lines. Some rats were better performers than others.
Fair enough.
That's all I'll say. Some of them, they say actors chew the furniture. In this case, both the furniture and the script, and in one case, my leg, making it a rather more high octane episode of the soap opera than the one that we've been reading out.
How about that? And is it always a soap opera, or does the Mirror Channel choose what kind of genre you're about to view/be in?
The Mirror Channel has realized that we don't want choice so much as just endless stuff.
Of course.
To choose is to exert oneself, which is not what we choose to do, ironically. So you pop on the Mirror Channel and you will see a reflection of yourself along with whichever relatives happen to be participating, and the narrative is completely random. On one occasion it was a soap opera, on one occasion it was a police procedural, another was a sort of songs of praise type situation.
I love it.
Yeah, with a rat as a kind of bishop, and I was a child choir boy.
Fair enough. One final question. So obviously you are looking through the Mirror Channel and you can see the script. How do the rats, or maybe your other family members, should you be playing with them, be able to read that?
Well, basically, all of the people. This is another reason why it's suggested that it's relatives.
Yes.
Because whilst it is a passive aggressive experience for you, they will need to spend between 8 to 12 hours in rehearsals for each time that you use your your thing. So
yes,
it's often best.
That makes sense.
If it's someone with a connection to you, so they'll feel an obligation to participate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But not a close relative who you risk burning bridges with, and ultimately,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. So it really is a distant relative.
Yeah, someone you could afford to lose as a supporter and
but
ally,
also you could count on.
But also in a bind, you would say, "Good grief, I really need this." And the chances are that they will say yes before realizing the full logistical implications of what it is that you're doing.
Yeah, and I understand that the Sound Deals listener, James, directs all of these as well.
Yes, he does. He sits next to you in an old-style Hollywood director's chair with one of those kind of loudspeaker-type things, wearing kind of those crop, like riding crop-style trousers.
Yes, very nice.
Yeah.
And a flat cap.
Yes, indeed, a flat cap, twirling his thinly waxed moustache, and always sacking people in between takes.
Fair enough.
You get a real taste of Golden Age Hollywood. I think he possibly oversees the rehearsal room as well. He was certainly spending time with the rats.
Yeah, I guess you wouldn't be privy to that.
No, good grief. No. James can become quite hostile if you try to enter the rehearsal room, which he calls his church. Although ironically, when I was watching the Songs of Praise style show, which I then appeared in, it was my church,
yes.
Which was a joke that I made to James, who shouted cut, and we had to start again.
Fair enough.
He's a perfectionist.
Well, I love the sound of it. So if you want James over to your house and you want some distant relatives,
he requires as well. 3 hot meals a day.
Okay.
Yeah. Cough, basically just sort of coffee, hot coffee throughout the day,
yeah,
until about 4, and then he moves on to scotch.
Okay, and he does work on 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Hours as
union
well.
Hours, yeah. But he will work overtime, but it is extra.
Oh, fair enough.
But it does often go into it. As I say, he's a perfectionist, yeah. And also he slows down a bit once the scotch starts coming in, which is at 4.
So it's a cheap. It's a cheap product, but obviously you do have to pay for James.
Yeah, you pay for James's time.
And he's a big-time director, he's not cheap.
Oh, good grief. No. He's a very expensive director. He won't drink any scotch. He's quite particular on that front. He has a supply. He makes it himself, actually. And right.
When you said he won't drink any, I mean, he will drink a lot, but...
Not any brand.
Of course.
Yeah. He won't not drink scotch. But also, it has to be James's scotch.
Well, the Mirror Channel, yours today. Get a load of James's scotch down you. Are you allowed to drink James's scotch? Sorry.
By all means. I mean, you'll need to buy more because it can't come from his supply.
No, of course.
Yeah. You might want to. Yeah. It's pretty good stuff.
And experience a bit of old time Hollywood union
glamour.
Yes.
Drama beer. Drama beer.
Oh, take a big old sip of drama beer.
Make a scene with some drama beer. It is, for too long now has beer drinking resulted in no drama whatsoever. Nothing chaotic, nothing theatrical. It doesn't encourage any extroversion of note, at least not that I've noticed.
No. And of course, drama is an acronym, so we've got to share with the Sound Deals listeners what we're talking about when we're saying drama.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not tell the world what it stands for?
I'd love to. It's do really amazing moving acrobatics.
Yeah, absolutely. Do really amazing moving acrobatics beer.
Beer, yes. So this beer is for athletes.
It's for the professional athlete.
Yeah, it's for Olympic gymnasts.
But not just gymnasts. We're talking circus performers. We're talking those people who do parkour on YouTube. We're talking trickers, I believe they're called. We're talking Cirque du Soleil performers, slightly different from your big top acrobat.
Slackliners, but only those who can actually perform good stunts, not just wibbly wobblying.
No.
Along the line,
not just stinking hippies. No, the talented ones and Shaolin monks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. All of these have one thing in common, and they love drinking. Do really amazing movement acrobatic beer.
Yeah, absolutely. And,
now you can drink it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's ingenious. Firstly, it's an underserved market. You've got footballers. You've got skaters. That's a whole community. But for too long, the gymnast and, you know, umbrella community of those who perform gymnastic movements have been unfairly overlooked. No longer. It's designed entirely for them and by them. It was designed by a circus performer.
And, I mean, who would not trust that?
Absolutely. It was designed by a circus performer and it is brewed in a big top just out back somewhere. So you know it's good. You know it's good stuff.
Yeah, and it has been bottled, and that's all we know about it.
Yeah, it has been bottled. We know that it has been bottled because it arrived in a box. There was no bottle, but there was a note attached saying it has since been bottled.
Great.
Yes. So we wish them well with that. But the ingenious thing is, it is a product that really makes you better at your craft, especially if you have no prior background in said craft. Because we've all heard of Dutch courage. What easier way to feel as though you can perform a gymnastic feat of any level than a little swig of the good stuff?
Oh, yes, please. Now, Max, you have been drinking this for the last 30 days.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you'll notice that I'm in a sort of traction style setup here.
You've got a full...
I've got the full Evel Knievel, yes.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. I'm not moving around loads currently.
You've got, are they called halos?
Yeah, absolutely. I've got five or six just around. But I've also got a kind of a halo of warmth on my cheeks because I am still, after the 30 days, I am still very much supping on my drama beer. I would say it gets me out of bed in the morning. I don't currently, I'm not able to do that as at present. But oh boy, what a time I had. No sooner had I had my first sip for, basically, I lowered a bucket into the box in order to, it was a huge box of drama beer. It was a month's worth. So I set up almost a well lowered it down.
All right, next to your actual wells that are in this warehouse.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, sorry, they're sinkholes, aren't they?
Because yeah.
Wells let you bring buckets back, as we well know.
Yes, indeed, we well know. No, yeah, confuseth not the sinkhole with a well, as I actually repeat that to myself before I go to bed. But, grab myself a bucket of drama beer, give it a swig. Ready to take on the world, ready to try a round off triple gainer backflip, ready to take on the balance beam, to take on the parallel bars, to take on the rings.
And how do you know which kind of acrobatic stunt you are going to try?
Oh, mate, you just feel it.
You just feel it. You have a little sip and you just know.
Absolutely. You just get in the zone. You feel you're ready to roll, literally. After a few more sips, you feel like you're ready to do a somersault. After a few more sips, you know, the world's your oyster.
Wonderful, wonderful. So it just sounds like a product for those maybe who wish to be acrobats but feel that they don't have it in them.
Yeah, absolutely. It was the whole thing was an absolute treat. I don't want to say I'm physically dependent on the drama beer now. So I won't say that.
Great. Well, the drama beer can be yours today for no dramas.
No dramas at all. And I should point out, it is extraordinary and it did teach me to do all of the moves that I wanted to do. I landed them all perfectly. I was just assaulted by the Sound Deals producers for being too slow in my deliveries afterwards.
It's time for Brambassador, where we're joined by an extra special guest who's vlogging something cool.
Oh, Ivan, it is the most wonderful time of the week.
Ah, have the Sound Deals producers washed your bedding?
No, I mean, absolutely not. No, quite the reverse.
That doesn't... What do you mean the reverse?
They've soiled my bedding.
Yeah, okay, that, I mean, I don't know what I was expecting, to be honest.
Yeah, as it sounded. Yeah, I didn't hit my targets for the day, so the bedding was slightly soiled. Don't know what with. Don't care to ask.
That's fair.
I feel incentivized. But even better than that, it is Brand Ambassador Clark.
Oh, my favorite.
Yes, indeed, my favorite too. Every week we are joined by a very special brand ambassador sharing a very special product with the Sound Deals universe. And today we are so lucky to have Freya Parker. She is a writer. She is a comedian. She is one half of Lazy Susan, a fantastic double act. But she is far more than that. She is here today in her capacity as a brand ambassador. Freya, welcome to the Sound Deals Warehouse.
Hey, wow. Thank you so much. What a huge thing to tick off the bucket list.
Absolutely. And likewise for me, I ticked it off on the bucket next to my bed. I was so excited that you were coming into the warehouse today. It's an absolute treat to have you here. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks very much. This place is huge.
It is big. People are often surprised at how large the warehouse is.
Mm. It's large, it's damp, and it's weirdly claustrophobic.
Yeah, it's both big and small at the same time, which I think is, it's really quite something. I'm constantly amazed by both how looming and yet how constricted it is here.
It's the perfect blend, like being inside a snake.
Exactly that. Now, Freya, lots of people don't know that you also have a background in business. Would you care to tell the world a little bit about that?
I do, yeah. Well, basically, I love money. Always have done, or probably always will do. And I basically,
that's
I love.
So interesting.
Yeah, it's fascinating, right? I love music, but I guess that's for another chat. But yeah, I've got quite a lot of products that I'm very proud of. And I'd always say that I'm a seller first, comedian second.
That's so lovely.
Well, hopefully this product is the one that you're most proud of, and we are certainly most excited about selling on Sound Deals.
Absolutely. Shall we stop beating around the bush and share the product with the world?
Yes, indeed. That product, of course, is
Dude Ring.
Dude Ring. Yes, we love the Dude Ring. Freya, please tell us all about it.
Oh my God. So excited to bring you guys the Dude Ring. So excited to bring the Dude Ring kind of to the world, really. I mean, when I first had the idea, it was a dream, literally a dream. And normally when you wake up, the pad next to your bed, it's just illegible scribble. But this was actually a full pitch. For Dude Ring. So what it is, what the product is really it fits in your pocket, and it's basically if you ever need to amass some dudes but keep them tethered in one place where you have easy access, you maybe need to keep them contained for a security reason, you just put the Dude Ring on the floor, and then the special mineral, which I can't obviously reveal, it basically entraps the dudes, and they can't leave. They form a ring around the ring, and then they're just there for you to return to at your leisure. The Dude Ring.
Absolutely. It's a spectacular product and a much needed one. I think many of our listeners have complained over the years that they have found it difficult or unwieldy to wrangle their dudes, or indeed summon their dudes if they need some. If they were to go out or go to the shops, their dudes might go missing, or they may need dudes at short notice and find it difficult to accrue a significant number of them. So without a shadow of a doubt, the Dude Ring fills a wonderful gap in the market. Now it's wonderful that you touched on the secret mineral which brings those dudes together. Now there has been, I know you say you can't reveal, but forgive us if we're a little bit intrigued. There's been a lot of speculation about what that mineral is. Will you be drawn on it at all?
Okay, look, there's a lot of words being thrown around, illegal and mine. Let's just say everybody involved in the Dude Ring's production, they're all being paid and they're all very happy. And legally, that's all I can say. But it's a fantastic natural resource that we're really exploiting to the fullest.
I mean, that is brilliant. It's brilliant to know that all of the people involved in the Dude Ring are there under their own volition and are being paid a living wage.
Living wage.
I am so sorry. I misspoke. That's entirely on me. I should apologize in general if I make any factual errors. I have been testing the Dude Ring for the past 30 days, which is part of the Sound Deals promise. I road test rigorously all of the products. And I was testing the Dude Ring both as a user of the ring and also as a dude myself. So for the final 15 days, the ring was given to a Sound Deals producer who activated it, and I was summoned. The special mineral really, really got inside my nostrils. I could feel it kind of crawling into my skull, and I enjoyed the sensation immensely, but I have noticed that my response time to questions has been a little bit slower.
Well, that's the magic of the mineral, as we say at HQ. It will fade. The effects will fade. Obviously, it's different for every dude. Some dudes, it's within 24 hours. Other dudes, it's an awful lot longer. But that's kind of all part of the fun of the Dude Ring. That's just part of the fun.
Absolutely.
It's exciting.
Freya, quick interjection. I personally don't identify as a dude, mm-hmm. but would love to be summoned by the Dude Ring, or, you know, someone with the Dude Ring. Is there anything that I can do to maybe dudify myself in order to, you know, be part of this incredible product that you're selling today?
Well, I've actually got fantastic news, and that is the term dude, it really isn't gender specific. It is more... it's meant in the kind of being a dude, being a cool dude. It's meant in the sort of I'd say it's more to do with the lifestyle that you lead. So if you're in any way suggestible, you're really going to be attracted by the Dude Ring. It's really going to capture you.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, so don't worry. You are absolutely our target market. You don't need to change yourself at all. Just stay open, stay vulnerable, That'll do nicely.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, yeah, as I understand it, in this instance, dude is a very, it's an all-inclusive welcoming phrase, mm-hmm. that basically extends to anyone who is within kind of sniffing distance of the extremely powerful mineral, the active ingredient, mm-hmm. that just kind of locks you in.
Absolutely.
If you can sniff it, you are likely to be in its thrall. If you are suggestible, which Ivan, I'm sure you won't mind me saying, very suggestible man.
Yeah, happy to be here, happy to do whatever you want.
Exactly. I mean, in my experience, the only people who aren't dudes are those who are wearing a fairly kind of powerful industrial gas mask, which keeps the mineral at bay.
Yeah.
And that comes with the product, doesn't it?
I believe so, Freya. Yes, it did.
It does, absolutely. So if you're the one who is going to be administering the use of the Dude Ring, of course it comes with, you know, you don't want to end up in the ring yourself, of course.
No.
Or otherwise, how would you get out of it? So yeah, so it does come with a gas mask, which does cover the face, head, and, well, basically the whole of the upper body. And what is fantastic about the mask is that it does come in two colours. So you can really just change that according to your mood on the day. So we've got a fantastic kind of grubby green and then a really kind of washed out grey.
Yep. So whether you're feeling green or grey, you can watch your dudes at play.
Absolutely. That's good, actually. Can I have that?
Of course you can, of course.
Thank you.
Yeah, still feeling slightly suggestible and a little bit mentally weakened by the mineral. But again, in a kind of positive, kind of fun way.
Oh, well, absolutely. It's kind of, it's like a vitamin you didn't consent to, but it's fine. That's kind of what we're doing here.
Yeah, absolutely. We hear that the Dude Ring is coming in various sizes in the next update of the product. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So it really depends how many dudes you're looking to have in the ring. You know, you can have, we call it the local ring, which is maybe just two or three dudes. Or say if you're going to something like a festival or a protest, you might have the larger size, which can hold up to 150 dudes.
150 dudes.
That is one strong mineral.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's, I mean, obviously that is coming in at a slightly higher price point, but you know, if that's what you want, then we've got a lot of customers happy to pay.
Absolutely. Well, if any Sound Deals listeners out there are thinking of going to a protest in upcoming weeks, I know lots of our French listeners are rarely not at a protest. The Dude Ring, the new upgrade of the Dude Ring is exactly up your street. You can summon as many dudes as you like. I mean, they can do the protesting for you whilst you go home. It's ideal.
Absolutely, and you know, those dudes are going to be held in that ring for as long as you decide. So it really is, it's all on your terms. That's the great thing about the Dude Ring. You deploy the ring and then just get on with your life.
Absolutely. And finally, Freya, any response to those out there who, I'm not saying we agree with, who have questioned at some level the ethics are behind the Dude Ring?
Well, you know, I think there's always going to be some Debbie Downers, isn't there? I think there's always going to be some party poopers talking about ethics. And to those people, I just say, lighten up. You know what I mean? We're all just we've got but one life on this planet. So why not share it with a dude ring? Why not get a load of dudes in a ring? You know?
Why not indeed? A sterling response to those critics. Just chill out a bit. We couldn't agree more.
We all have
one life. And I mean, I'm not going to say it's because of the mineral, but a lot of the people that have encountered the Dude Ring, that life is a lot shorter.
Absolutely. A lot of people would say they are forever changed by being in the ring. And that's great. We all want experiences that fundamentally change our biochemistry.
Without a doubt. The Dude Ring takes years off you. Just not perhaps in the way you'd think.
Yeah, it definitely is not in the way you expect. Let me just say that with a wink. I am winking.
We can hear it. Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us, Freya. The Dude Ring. It's really not to be sniffed at.
Thank you so much, guys.
And that is all we have time for today.
It sure is.
Thank you, Sound Deals listeners, for tuning in. And thank you, Freya Parker, for being such a wonderful brand ambassador.
Thank you so much. It has been another wonderful day in the Sound Deals warehouse.
Yes. Well, we've heard a lot about me and my adventures. My adventures to come. I've not done many adventures at the moment. I'm mainly just hanging out at Kay's house, just doing the cleaning and filing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What kind of filing?
Toes.
Hers or yours?
Hers. Yeah, she's got these real big hairy toes.
Yeah, which is possible.
But there'll be adventures to come. It's just
how big are Kay's feet, out of interest?
Well, I guess they're like a UK size 11.
Fair enough. Absolutely fair enough.
Which, you know, is totally different from my ex-wife who has really dainty size fours.
Well, you know, they say it sort of skips a generation, doesn't it?
It sure does.
And it's easier to skip when you've got giant big old feet.
But they do need filing those nails constantly.
Well, thank goodness you're doing them. I think that work is probably helping the king, you know, the king's overall safety and well-being.
Yeah, probs.
Long may he reign.
But Max, I feel like I've been neglecting what you've been up to.
Hey, no neglecting. You've been very busy, but I've been busy with adventures of my own.
Yes.
Yeah. Dare I say, the long-held dream of the one-man show.
Oh, wait a second.
Yeah, absolutely. Is coming to fruition.
No.
Yeah. In fact, shortly after this, I am going to go and meet the producer.
Oh, my God.
Yes, indeed.
Wait, you've not met the producer before, have you? Or had you?
It's a very good question. It's quite a while ago. I think the thing to focus on here is that we've been in contact a lot.
Great.
The producer kind of dropped off the radar, as they sometimes do. But that's ultimately what showbiz is about. It's about exciting ideas, long periods of silence, bits of soul searching. I'll say it, the occasional half second of self-doubt, But ultimately, the time, the effort, and yes, the money, and indeed the I mean, the house that I sort of leveraged.
Mm.
It's all going to come back round in a boomerang sort of situation. I'm going to meet the producer. I'm going to perform my one-man show to him, which I think is just a pretty standard kind of.
Had he not seen show. It before?
We discussed it,
right?
And I think he was in the crowd when I was sort of performing bits of it.
Of course.
Outside,
but he's not seen the full show.
No, and I've had a lot of time to work on it.
Oh boy, have you?
Honestly, if you're walking the length and breadth of the United Kingdom,
and mainland Europe,
and indeed on some occasions mainland Europe. Thank you to the Sound Deals listeners in Hungary.
And that's we still have a next day delivery guarantee for anywhere.
Oh goodness,
right?
Me, yes, indeed, yeah, absolutely. I'm very proud of that guarantee as a concept. It's not always the easiest to fulfil, but fulfil it I do, and fulfilled I am. But yes, that, you know, who knows, that may be that may be coming to an end, that particular chapter. Because, meeting the producer.
Yeah.
Going to perform my show to him at an undisclosed location. Very much looking forward to it. And then I think after that, it's basically off to the races, is what he's been saying.
So. Amazing. And it's the races where you'll be performing your show.
It's undisclosed location. Undisclosed location is the name of one of the horses. We're meeting at a stables. Near the racetrack.
Yeah.
I'm going to... Well, he said I could perform the show. I'm going to help him muck out the stables.
Okay.
And get this horse ready. And then it's basically off to the races.
Amazing.
But apparently this horse is very well favoured. And I think basically this is sort of... It's all going to come round. And the investment... Basically, I'm going to the racetrack, and fingers crossed. I think we need this horse to win in quite a big way.
Well, best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.
And I guess we'll meet up for the final episode of the series next week.
Uh-oh.
Oh, sorry. What? Uh-oh. What was that?
Oh, hold on a second. Some recalls.
Oh, that's strange.
Some product recalls. Interesting.
I've not heard of that before.
I've not had that before. But nonetheless, we'll rattle through these quite quickly because I've got to canter off to my next location.
Let's do it.
Truth camera.
They say the camera never lies. Ironically, the truth camera really does.
Yeah, apologies. We are recalling it. Please... stop taking its advice.
Yeah.
Bathroom grower.
Ah, yes, the bathroom grower was unfortunately a shower. Or should I say shower? We were selling you a shower.
It was a bathroom shower.
Hotel. Yeah.
Was that not just a hotelier?
It was, and we want Philippe back.
He's very good.
Splice of 4,000.
Who doesn't want to be in two places at the same time? Yes, the Splicer 4000 promised lots, but please do not use it, do not step into it, and do not activate it.
In its defense, it does technically work.
Sound Deals is created by Max and Ivan. If you have a product you wish to sell, email sounddeals@maxandivan.com.